Again, we looked at how these things interact. There were no cases of leukoplakia amongst people who'd never chewed. But amongst the non-smokers, there was some evidence of an increase in leukoplakias. But again, this pattern, although you've got this smoking being a really obvious causal driver at every level of chewing, it doesn't seem to have a similar effect for chewing across the categories of smoking. The most important thing seemed to be that you were a chewer. So those were our findings.